creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family. Neat. Sweet.
They are a scream, oh my goodness. Well, you know that's the tune to the Addams Family TV show, which had Morticia and Gomez and in some really, really creepy makeup and long hairs and chains dangling. And so there's a show that's coming to the Long Center. It's the show, The Addams Family, and it's part of the Summer Stock, which is an annual production that they have down at the Long Center. And this is going to feature, well, for starters, the Addams Family. And it seems that I have Gomez. And is this Morticia?
Wednesday.
So you're the little girl.
Yes.
Played by Christina Ricci. Wasn't it Christina Ricci that played the little girl?
Yes.
Yes. And she grew up to be a really creepy grown-up actress, too. Okay. But you're a blonde. My goodness. A blonde-headed Wednesday.
Well, I wear a wig.
So. You wear wigs to look like you have black hair. And let's see, your name is Hannah?
Yes.
Hannah Roberts?
Yes.
Okay, great. And you're here with Ben Roberts? Oh, no, Ben.
Yes, Ben Roberts.
Ben Roberts. So are you two related?
We are twins.
You're not. You're making it up.
No, we are.
You're twins? My goodness. I mean, what a thrill to have Gomez and Wednesday, and they're twins, and they're in the same production of the Addams Family. Well, that's... You know, one thing is you must be fraternal twins because you're a boy and a girl. I had twin brothers who were fraternal twins. And so anyway, I know all about twins. And of course, there's no way to know all about anybody. Twins happen to be just a brother and sister born together. And so you guys are playing the parts of, well, Gomez. Tell me who is Gomez for those who don't know anything about the show.
Gomez Addams is the patriarch of the Addams Family. He's Spanish, and he's very proud of his heritage.
And wasn't he played by Raul Julia in the...
Raul Julia in the movie. He's very creepy. He's into all things scary and otherwise strange, but to him, he's a totally normal guy.
Right. It depends on the context, you know. And so, but you're not going to be as old as Raul Julia. How old are you guys now?
We're 17.
17 years old. And you go to which school?
Westlake High School.
Westlake High School. And you're in Summer Stock. Tell us all about Summer Stock.
Summer Stock is really cool because instead of just doing one show, we put on three shows in about the span of a month. And all of the shows are very different. So it's really fun to kind of see how we can put them together at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And they're musicals, aren't
and
they?
And they're musicals, yes.
Okay, so who's your music leader?
Well, our music director is Dustin Struhall. And then also Alan Robertson is the music director.
Well, then you're in great shape.
Yeah, for our children's show.
Yeah.
Yes, Alan is with the Zach Theater and does a whole lot of wonderful, wonderful work. And plus, he's a Biscuit brother.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He wrote one of the original shows we're doing this year, too, The Steadfast Tin Soldier.
Aha. That's we'll have to figure show. Out about that one, too. So that's based on the Hans Christian Andersen story. Mm-hmm. Okay, so are you going to do a little bit of Morticia and Wednesday or, you know, Gomez and Wednesday? Can you do any of the dialogue for us?
Is there
an exchange between Gomez and Wednesday?
I don't know. There's a lot of singing. Do you want me to maybe just do that monologue?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is when Wednesday is, she's grown up and she's invited her boyfriend over to the house. And they are, her boyfriend and his family are a totally normal, you know, average American family, and Gomez is introducing himself to them. So this is his introduction.
Where are we from? Funny you should ask. July 31st, 1715. The Spanish warship Pico de Gallo, commanded by my great nautical ancestor, Captain General Redondo Ventana Laguna Don Jose Cuervo, leaves Madrid, bound for the New World. 3 weeks later, he is still in Madrid, as Madrid is 400 miles from the nearest ocean. A stubborn man, he sets sail anyway, only to sink 6 months later off the southern coast of Florida. A hostile land infested with mosquitoes, rattlesnakes, and many retired Jewish peoples. But enough about us.
That was great. That was just great. That's Ben Roberts doing the part of Gomez. 17 years old from Westlake High School. You guys got a wonderful production of The Addams Family with music. Is it original music or is some of the music that we know already from the TV show or a mix?
Yeah, it's got some of the music from the TV show. The main theme is played at the beginning, but it's got an original score by Andrew Lippa, who wrote The Wild Party and several other really successful Broadway musicals.
Okay. Thank you, Ben. And thank you to Hannah, the twins from the Addams Family. Now, while you're here, you got some other folks who are going to tell us about some of the other shows. So come forward, my dears. Okay, now this is Connor Barr, and you're the leader. You're the tallest of the group.
Yes. So I this year I'm going to be in the productions Carnival and The Steadfast Tin Soldier, playing Paul in Carnival and Lucas, who is the Steadfast Tin Soldier in those shows respectively.
Okay, and now are you? You look a little bit older.
Yes, I'm 20 years old. I'm going to be a junior this year at UT.
He's already 3 years older than the other kids we just listened to. So he's a grown-up. Okay, and so tell us about the other shows. Which one do you want to focus on first?
So I'll focus on Steadfast, okay. And then Kate can tell you a little bit about Carnival. Okay. So Steadfast and Soldier is, as you said, based on the original story by Hans Christian Andersen, but it's completely revamped, it's kind of loosely based on that. It has the character of the soldier and the princess, and we encounter some rats in the middle
I still get teary-eyed when I think of this story. It just kills
me. It's beautiful. And then Alan Robertson wrote all of the music, and with Damon Brown wrote all of the book, but just incredible music, an incredible story that really can anyone can relate to, especially with a lot of the social climate going on nowadays.
And I
just think it really deals with a lot of important issues that need to be addressed now.
In a sense, it's kind of like Romeo and Juliet. For those who don't know the story, what is briefly the story of The Steadfast Tin Soldier?
So I play Lucas, who is the Steadfast Tin Soldier, and he has one leg. And he falls in love with this ballerina toy, who he believes has one leg, but in fact she is just on point.
Yeah.
And then in our production, there is something that happens to this ballerina, who also happens to be the princess of this toy community workshop. And he has to go on this long adventure to try and save her. And along the way meets some more characters like Zoe the ragdoll, who we also have here today.
Come here, Zoe. Let's hear a word from her. This is Lena. She's Lena Owens.
Yes.
Okay, tell us about your part.
Well, Zoe's kind of a... she's got a lot of attitude, a lot of sass. She's kind of got a chip on her shoulder from a bad relationship and trust that she has with people in her life previous. So when she first meets Lucas, she immediately doesn't trust him because he's a soldier and she's a ragdoll, and their communities don't get along in the workshop at all. So she kind of just assumes that like their dynamic is already set, so they're not going to be friends.
But it was a false assumption.
Very false.
Okay, so we'll look forward to seeing Lena in the show, The Steadfast Tin Soldier. Mm-hmm. And the shows are running when for The Steadfast?
Steadfast opens this Sunday, actually, and runs through...
So they're running in tandem with each other.
Yes, so Addams Family opens this Friday, tomorrow, actually. Steadfast opens on Sunday, and then Carnival opens around a week after that, and then from that point on they just run in repertory with each other.
Okay, well now let's have Kate Brimmer come up and tell us a little bit about Carnival.
Yes, so Carnival is a show about a girl named Lily who I play. It's based off of the movie Lily, if anyone knows like the song Hi Lily, Hello.
Yeah, I know that song. Yeah. Hi Lily. No, how does that song go? You can sing it for it.
It's not in the show.
Oh, it's not in the show. Okay.
They didn't want to put it in the show because they couldn't get the rights for it, and so they wrote a song
very similar with like the same cute tune.
Uh-huh.
And so that one's called Love Makes the World Go Round.
What's this show about?
Okay, so it's about a girl named Lily who pretty much lost everything and was told by her father that if anything happened to him, to go to this man named Mr. Roday to give her a job and help her if he ever dies. So when he does die and she doesn't have anyone, she goes to find him, and he's supposedly in this big carnival, hence the name. And she finds out that he's dead when she gets there, and she pretty much has nowhere to go and goes through a lot of obstacles and finally gets a job and gets fired from the job and almost pretty much commits suicide, where she gets saved by these puppets who she thinks are real and becomes best friends with. And the person behind the puppets is Paul, who is Connor Barr. And he pretty much is the worst kind of person to her. He talks her down and is just really terrible to her because he doesn't know how to show his affections for her because he is in love with her. And then there's a whole other dynamic.
Isn't that an awful dynamic?
Oh, yeah.
You can't show your affection for the one that you love just because you're just too embarrassed or whatever, isn't
and
it?
He shows it through this puppet,
which
is Carrot Top. And then there's Horrible Henry and Renardo and Marguerite, and they put on this amazing puppet show.
Does Lily fall for Carrot Top?
Not necessarily. It's more like he's it's more like he's her best friend. He's her guardian angel. She's actually in love with this other man named Marco the Magnificent, who's the magician of the carnival. And he has a whole nother story with this girl named Rosalie, who's his like beautiful assistant. And they go through some struggles. And
so if you want to see these plays, you go to the Long Center for tickets. Or you can Google Summer Stock Long Center, something like
yes,
that.
Yes, sir.
Get you to the website. And Connor Barr, thank you for coming in. You're doing double duty on the roles in this thing.
Yep.
And thanks to Kate, and thanks also to Lena and Hannah and Ben. And you were all wonderful. And we'll see you at the Long Center starting this, tomorrow night with the Addams Family. And so, since I've got the tune right here, let's hear the whole thing.
Yeah.
Let's sing along. Oh. Or are you going to start? Come on. Oh, there they are. Get those fingers snapping. They're all snapping away. It's great. Snap, snap.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat, sweet, petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on, we're gonna pay a call on, the Addams Family.